Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Steve King and Johnny Putman in for Lisa Dent on WGN Radio, Chicago's Afternoon News. And that's a song that, how many years ago did we first become aware of that song and this group?
Yes, Hello Dave, Chicago's own Hello Dave. Hello Dave, not formally together these days, and the lead singer of Hello Dave is incredibly busy, so we're glad that we can get him to sit down for a few minutes and talk to us on the radio. Mike Heimbaugh, how are you, Mike Heimbaugh?
Hey, Mike.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good to talk to you guys.
You too. Mike is down on the farm, and folks can check him out at thefarmway.com. And please do go there and check out thefarmway.com, because that's why Mike is joining us today to talk about Hello Dave performing again and for a fabulous cause for the Farmway. Tell everybody what the Farmway is, Mike.
Well, the Farmway is a horse sanctuary. That's what we started out as. And it's kind of evolved into a little bit more. We also rescue potbelly piggies, many of them from the city of Chicago, that people think they're getting a mini pig, and all of a sudden it weighs 200 pounds, and they decide, I'm not sure we're cut out for this.
Yes.
So the piggies come and live with us, and we do the best we can here. Most of these animals are all kind of, this is their last stop.
Yeah,
a lot of the horses come from other rescues that aren't able to rehome the horses, and several of them come from the meat shop, you know, getting ready to head to slaughter, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But we are just really proud to be able to provide a home for them here.
And to watch the transition. So often these animals go from knowing, it's as though they know what their fate is, and then when they get out in this open field and they're with other critters, they change. It's dramatic and fabulous.
And you can watch some videos on the Farmway Facebook page, and also I believe you can connect to some of the videos from your website, right?
Yeah, there's some on the farmway.com and also on YouTube. There's a lot of videos there.
Now, for the folks who are fans of Hello Dave, that was incredibly active here in Chicago and also nationally, Hello Dave hasn't been together for a few years now because you've been busy with animals at the Farmway, but Hello Dave gets back together for the cause of the Farmway. And what's coming up on September 3rd, Mike?
September 3rd, we're doing a show up in Lake Geneva, actually in Fontana, on the shores of Geneva Lake there, right outside of Chuck's, which was one of our old stomping grounds. And we're having a big fundraiser there, both for the Farmway and for another organization called the Dan Green Foundation. And they help kids, kind of less fortunate kids, go to summer camp and help them with college tuition and all kinds of things like that.
This is going to be Saturday, September 3rd, from 6 until 10. And if people want to get tickets, they can go to thefarmway.com. And you guys are going to be performing, you're going to do some of your classic things. What should we expect?
We're doing an all Tiffany set.
A what?
Hmm? Just kidding.
I thought, what?
But see, knowing Mike and Hello Dave, nothing would surprise me.
Yeah.
I mean, the group name, and I'm going to back up to, and this will kind of explain how wacky these guys are. Where did the name Hello Dave come from, Mike?
Oh, it was years ago. So I went to college at Eastern Illinois, and that's where the band started playing. And we had a fella running sound whose name was Dave. And, you know, he wasn't the greatest sound guy in the world.
But he came cheap.
Exactly. A couple of beers.
Right.
Every evening. Dave, could I get a little guitar in the monitor? Dave. Dave. Hello, Dave.
And that's where the group name came from.
Well, unfortunately, yes.
Yes.
I wish we had put some more thought into it and come up with something.
No,
like, you know.
No. It's perfect. And I know you have a huge following here in the Midwest, and people are real excited whenever you guys are able to get together around Christmas. And it seems like this Labor Day thing is popping up more and more because this allows you to get money to feed your critters through the winter, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's a lot of hard work. It's my wife and I and our 7-year-old son, Tex, who do all the work here.
Everything.
We have a few volunteers that come out here and there. But it's a lot of work, and it takes a lot of support from the community, too, to help feed. And
where is the Farmway?
We are located a couple hours west of the city, almost to the Mississippi River, just north of the Quad Cities, near a town called Morrison, Illinois.
And folks can get information on not only the Farmway and what they're doing, but how you can sponsor a critter like a goat or a pig or a horse. And that's just a wonderful idea. But again, these animals don't eat if we don't, you know, kick in and make it possible, because you guys are doing all the hard work to keep them alive and keep them happy.
We do all we can, that's for sure. But it does. You know, the hay bill mounts up. That's what gets us. We have about 28 horses here now. And typically our limit is about 30 right now with what we have and what we can work with. So over the winter, we'll probably have a couple more that'll be here.
Yeah.
And it does. It adds up. But we love it. And we remind ourselves, even when it's 15 below zero, we're out here. We say, honey, we get to do this. This is great.
Yeah.
That's sweet. Well, thank you for doing what you're doing. And again, check out thefarmway.com and get out and see these guys on the 3rd of September. We'll give you more of the details on it coming up. Get back to work before you have your supper.
It's great,
Mike.
Talking to you, Mike.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank
have a
you.
Great day.
Bye-bye now.
More coming up. Stay with us at WGN.